We left off on Yud Gimel Amud Beis. We'll have to learn from Yud Gimel Amud Beis till the Mishnah, but it's a little detailed. So maybe for the meanwhile, just to have a little more cheerful Gemara, we'll start from the Mishnah on Yud Dalet Amud Beis. I remember when I was a Talmid in the Yeshiva, the Bochen in the Yeshiva used to be Rav Mendel Zaks. He was the son-in-law of the Chafetz Chaim. So he said, he once mentioned, when the Chafetz Chaim used to travel by train, he used to, it says in the Pasuk, Balech to Chavaderech, he's supposed to learn as he travel. So he had the impression from the Chafetz Chaim's practice that he felt that Balech to Chavaderech is a separate chi of Talmud Torah. It's not that you have to learn all the time, even when you're traveling, because when he was in the yeshiva, the whole time he was learning whatever the yeshiva was learning. When he went by train, he used to learn Mishnayis easier, and he used to start all the time from this Mishnah. Shum kesev shavei kesev b'fnei. He used to recite it bal peh. Shum kesev shavei kesev b'fnei bezen. So he had the impression that because he learned something different when he was traveling, that he felt that it was a different chi of Talmud Torah. Anyway, it's an interesting Mishnah. Shum kesev shavei kesev b'fnei bezen. There's no sentence over here. There's certainly no paragraph, no sentence. Each one is a title of a topic. Could be the title of an essay. So the Gemara asks on the first line, "My shum kesef." What do the words mean? What's the sentence? Amar Rav Yehuda shum zeloi hey elo bikesef. When you make the shuma, the assessment of how much the hezek is, so you have to assess how much the hefset is. What does it mean? Tanina lahada tana rabbanan. The Mishnah is alluding to the din that we have spelled out explicitly in the Tosefta. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi put in, or before the days of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, whoever, that's what the line means in the Mishnah, Shum Kesef, Tanin Lahar Tan Rabbanan, Parah Shehizika Talas, of Talas Shehizika Parah. How do you have a Parah Shehizika Talas? So either Tosis has two pshatim, either it's Shen V'Regel, Regel, the Parah was walking in someone else's backyard, Ubiya B'stei Acher, and because the para has filthy feet, so it was walking on top of the talus, and it ripped the talus, or it made it so dirty, you can't even clean it. So it made a hepsit to the talus. That's, if you think para shezika talus is b'shus anizik, and it's b'torish and b'regel. Or it could be that it's kabanos alahazik, and it's in the middle of b'shus harabim, so keren eschai b'shus harabim also. Tosis is not sure whether para shezika talus is the mezid have been miskaven, and it's mishune, and it's keren even chai b'shus haram, or it's talking about a regel, shem v'regel b'shus anizi. Then talus shehizik ha-parah, how did that happen? Talus shehizik ha-parah, talus is inanimate, how can it be? So Tosfos says, mistame means that talus was a boar. So the boar b'shus harabim. So someone left the talus, and the parah slipped on the talus, and it got hurt. So talus shehizik ha-parah, what does it mean? So there's a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos just on the Pirush Milos. So Rashi translates that both happen. Par shehizika talus v'talus shehizika parah. So vav hachibur, that happened and then that happened. May not necessarily have happened in the same location. Par shehizika talus could even be b'shus harabim, but talus shehizika parah bor b'shus has to be for sure in the B'shus HaRab. Parash HaZikah Talis could be that it's B'chatz Manizik. It does not necessarily mean it's at the same time. So what is the Mishnah telling me? That you shouldn't just say, look, your Parah was Mazik, my Talis, and my Talis was Mazik, my Parah. Your Parah was Mazik, my Talis, so I'm going to grab your Parah. My talus was mazik, your parah, so you'll grab the talus. I'll be left with the parah, and you'll be left with the talus. So you don't say that. So what do you say? So that's a Mishnah later. Mishnah later says that if shnei b'ni adam shechav l'bzeh b'zeh, or shnei b'im shechav l'zeh b'zeh, they were mazik each other, so you have to assess who was mazik whom more, and whoever was mazik the other one more pays the differential. I owe you $600. You owe me $800. So the 600 and the 800 is a wash, and then the 200. So the one who owes 800 has to pay 200 to the other one. So according to Rashi, that's what it means. So the question is, that's enough in a Mishnah later. So that's what Tosa asked the Kasha, that's expressed, that's in the Mishnah later. Tosa quotes from Perek HaMenich, Daf Lamed Gimel, Shnei Shvarim Tam Shechov Lo Zeh B'Zeh M'Shalm B'Moyser Chatzin Nezik, Mu'adim Shechov Lo Zeh B'Zeh M'Shalm B'Moyser Nezik Shalm B'Moyser, whoever was Masik, the other one more. That's how Rashi, that's how the top line of Tosa quotes. Misha, he's a Chaber Yoser, whoever was Masik, one was Masik, the other one 700, one was Masik, the other one 800. So the 700 keneged 700 is a wash, and then the extra $100. So that's mishan bebemaisan. There's a mishan. You pay the $100. So that's what Tosi says. So what do you need this mishnah for? It's spelled that late on Daf Lamed Gimel. So that's what he says. Yishlam etani behadim afarish. That's how the Gemara says on the next line. Al piyedim neicharim neibris. Everything is really tani behadim afarish. It's spelled that more explicitly later. Shait. That's according to Rashi. And the Rabbi Natam has a different pshat. That Porosh Ezeka Talis, Vit Talis, it's not a Vav Achibur. That this happened and that happened. Either this happened or that happened. Not that both happened. Is that a usage in Mishnayos? Do you have such a thing, a Vav, where it doesn't mean this and that? So Tosis says, yeah. They quote from a Mishnah in Yevamos. Daf Nun. What does it say? Cholatz ve'osan maimer ve'osan get. He didn't do all three. He either did chalitza, or he made maimer, or he gave a get. One of the three. Doesn't mean he did all three. So to over here, parish ezika talis vitalish ezika par means or. Either this or that. Okay. So it's not going to be the din in the Mishnah and Daf Lamed Gimel. Shalom b'memoisa, whoever was mazik, whoever made more hezek has to pay. So what is the din over here? So the one din, ein oimrim teitze para bitalis. What does that mean? So Taisa suggests that maybe what it means is lapukim de Rabbi Akiva. There is a machlekes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. What is the meaning of the halacha that a short time pays megufo? So Rabbi Akiva's opinion, we pass like Rabbi Akiva against halachic Rabbi Akiva mechavera. Machlekes Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel pass like Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Akiva, you say yuchla tashor le nizik. Palganiska is Kenosa, we paskan on Daf Tezvov. Tezvov and Manala going over Tomid Beis. We learned that already. That's an easy Gemara. So we paskan, you need a Gemara Din. But if they make the Gemara Din, we say it's a Gloy Muslim Afreya that the Shor Hamazik belongs to the Nizik, or at least to the Shutfis. Let's say the Shor Hamazik is worth $1,000, and the Behema made a Hepsid, a Hezik of $200. So Chatzin Nezik is $100. So $100 of the $1,000 Shor HaMazik belongs to the Nizik. That's called Yuchlat HaShor LeNizik. The animal belongs to the Nizik to the extent that the of Chatzin Nezik. It doesn't exceed Chatzin Nezik. Let's say the Nezik, the Behem is worth $200 and the Nezik is $1,000. Chatzin Nezik is $500. Behem is only worth $200. So all he gets is $200. Not going to get the Chatzin Nezik, $500. But if it's the reverse, Behem is worth more than the Chatzin Nezik, so the Nizik will become a Shutif with the owner of the Shor HaMazik. He'll owe $100 worth or whatever Chatzin Nezik is. So that's Rabbi Akiva's opinion. That's how he paskan. Yuchlat HaShor LeNizik. And Rabbi Shmuel disagrees. He says, Yusham HaShor. You assess how much the value of the Behema is. The dead animal, while it was alive, was worth, sold for $200. Now that it's dead, it only sells for $50. So the hefsid, the differential is $150. So the chatzin nezik is $75. And the shor hamazik is worth also $200. Let's say the shor nezik is worth $200. Shor hamazik is worth $200. So $200 is more than $75. So the owner of the shor hamazik owes $75 to the nezik. But it's not that he has like an apoitiki. Not that he has a sheep and a chosim on the goof of the Shor HaMazik. Rabbi Akiva's opinion is that it's yuchlat hashor. You need a gemar din because it's knas. Not the knas, you're not mshalim al piatz, ma'afilu b'balas yisidei shamayim. You need a gemar din, but after you have the gemar din, then it's a gloy milsa l'mafreya, that l'mafreya literally, that from the time of the Hezekan, the nizik was a partner in the goof of behem of the Shor HaMazik. That's Rabbi Akiva. So this Brisa, this Tosefta that says, Einomim Tetzi Pori Betalas. You don't say like Rabbi Akiva, Yuchla Tashor, that the owner of the talis now becomes a shutef in the para. The Brisa is saying the din is like Rabbi Shmuel. Okay, the Brisa can say whatever it wants. We're not going to pass like Rabbi Shmuel. The Brisa is from the basement Rosh of Rabbi Shmuel and saying that Einomim Tetzi Pori Betalas. You don't say Yuchla Tashor. Fine. And what does the second half mean? And you also don't say Einomim Tetzi Pori Betalas. And you also don't say Tetzi Talas Bepora. What does that mean? Tetzi Pora. What's Pora? What's Talasha Hizika Pora? How did that happen? The Torah says Talasha Hizika Pora must have been a Bor Bishus Aram. The owner of a Talas left it in the middle of the street. A behema was walking. Behemas have a right to go in the street. The owner has a right to take his behema for a walk. He's taking the behema for a walk. The behema trips on the talis and it breaks its head. Okay, so it's a bar b'shus harabim. So what do you mean? You don't say teitzei talis b'para. You don't say yuchla tashor. But it's not. It's Karen. The only time there's a machlekes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel is by Karen. Where you pay migufo, chatzi nezik is migufo, short tam, by Karen, you pay migufo, so that's a machlekes Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shmuel, what does it mean? So Rabbi Shmuel says, migufo just means that yusha mashor, you assess how much the hefsid was, and if the hefsid is so much that the chatzi nezik of the hefsid exceeds the value of the shor hamazik, then the balashor doesn't pay. But if it doesn't exceed, the balashor is mechuyav to pay from his pocket, he pays min aliyah. But he only pays to the extent of the value of the shor hamazik. That's all it means, migufo. Yusha mashor. And Rabbi Akiva holds yuchal tashor. So what? But here we're talking faker. Talis bepara. The talis was mazik the para betoras bor. So by bor, there is no din of migufo. So what does it mean? Einomim teitze talis bepara. Why should anybody think teitze talis bepara? There is no dina migufo. So Tosis gives a whole fantastic pshat. There are binatam's pshat. What does it mean? He suggests v'talas v'para osa lashminon. So the last 15 lines in Tosis, a long explanation. Talas v'para, the next second line in the braisa, teaches us the lagavi miyasmi. If the owner of the shor hamazik dies, can you collect from the Yisayim? So we have a klal. You cannot collect metatlim from the Yisayim. Rashi here writes a strange reason. In Rashi you have, on the top of every dab you have four lines. Then the lines become narrow. And then on the second wide line, in the Rashi, why? A very interesting suggestion. The Pasha Pshat is that there's only Shibin Chosim HaKarka, there's no Shibin Chosim HaMetaltalim. And to collect from the Yisayim, you have to have Shibin Chosim. They didn't borrow the money. So you only have a right to collect based on Shibin Chosim. There is no Shibin Chosim HaMetaltalim. So Rashi doesn't say the normal Pshat. Rashi gives up a funny Pshat. I seem to remember the Meiri points it out, that the Rashi has an unusual reasoning here. That's the reason why Dikal Meimar, Lacha Mises Avim Kenom, it's hard to tell. Karka, we always record the deeds in the city, in the municipal office, when you sell Karka. So you record it. So people are going to know, did the Yisayim Yashin this Karka from the father, or did they buy the Karka, Lacha Mises Avim? The Balchoiv only has a right to collect from the Karka if the father had it Bechaim, if there was a Shibut. So Metaltalim, who keeps records? Nobody. You don't know when they bought. Maybe the father bought the Metaltalim. Maybe the Yisayim bought the Metaltalim afterwards. Rashi gives this funny reason. Why doesn't he say the normal reason? There's no Shib Nechosim on Metaltalim. So that's the question. To collect from the Kuches, you need Shib Nechosim. To collect from the kuchas, to collect from the Yisayim, they really need shibud nechasim. Maybe we should say mitzvah. There is a gemara in Ksubis on daf peivav mitzvah le Yisayim, b'freya chayvus aviyim. And the context of the gemara, what it means is that even though the Gemara there is talking about metaltele de yasmin loy mishtab de lemachoyv, the father died and he only left metaltelim, but nonetheless means that Bezin will not be koy for them to pay from the metaltelim. But nonetheless, on their own, is mitzvah li yisayimim lefer achoy b'savim, even from metaltelim. So maybe the pshat is mitzvah li yisayimim means that we treat it like a shibud aguf, even though they didn't borrow the money. Maybe we treat it like a shibud aguf. Maybe you don't need a shibud nechasim to collect from the yisayimim. Maybe all you need is, let's say the father died, he was penniless, and the Yorshim happened to be independently wealthy. They didn't get the Yerusha from the father, so they don't have to pay the father's debts. The father incurred a lot of debts. He borrowed money from everybody, and he never paid back. So the Yisayimim are not mechuyev to pay back. They're only mechuyev to pay back from the assets that they got Yerusha from the father. So the question is, collecting from the Yisayimim, is that based on Shiba Nechasim, because they didn't borrow? Or maybe I should say, to the extent that the Yarshim from the father, we say there's a Shibud Aguf on them. So this happens to be a machlokes in Shulchan Aruch. There's one line in Shulchan Aruch, looks like an innocent line, doesn't seem so significant, and it's a major machlokes haga'inim, machlokes in the days of the Gaonim. There is a concept of Shibud de'ekni. De'ekni, everybody who gets married. There aren't too many people here married, okay? Anybody gets married, so you write in the Ksuba, Dikanoi, I'm Mishabit all the karkos that I have, with the Oset on all the Mikna. I'm Mishabit even the karkos that I'm going to buy in the future. So that's a question. Shibud, Nechosim, is what we call a Kinyan Lachatzoin. The Loive borrows money from the Malve, and he's Makne his karkos to the Malve with respect to Gviya. Like you can have, I have a tree, and I give you the ownership of the Zekala Peirosav, the Peiros that'll grow, Shnas Tov Shin Pei. We're not holding by Shnas Tov Shin Pei yet. The Peiros are Dovish La Baliyom, so I cannot make a Kinyan on the Peiros of Shnas Tov Shin Pei. That's a Kinyan on a Dovish La Baliyom. But I'll make a Kinyan with you. I'll give you a Matana, the tree. Give you a Matana, sell you whatever it is. Why should I give it? I'll make some money. I'll sell you the tree, but I want to own the tree before and after Tov Shin Pei. I only want you to own the deka with respect to the Peiros of Shnas Tov Shin Pei. So the Gemara says, even though the Peiros are Tov Shin Pei, Adovish Laboli Olam, but the tree is Adovish Laboli Olam, so I have the ability to be makna the tree with respect to the Peiros deka that will grow. Even though the with respect to is Adovish Laboli Olam, but the thing I'm being actually makna is Adovish Yikem Bolo Olam. The tree is here, the deka is here. So the question is, whenever the loiva borrows money from the malve, he's mishabed all the karkos. What does it mean? The karkos belong to the loiva, but he's makna the karkos to the malve with respect to gviya. In the event that it turns out that later the only way for the malve to collect the debt is by going to the lekuch, is taking away. So we consider it as if the loiva had given over the ownership of the karkos to the malve from the time that he gave him the shtar. He's mishabed the karkos. But you can't be makna dovish la boli yodam. So the Gemara has a shaila towards the end of Bava Basra. The Gemara has a shaila. What about the ekni mahu? Shibud de ekni, does it work? I write in the shtar, I'm a shabbat de karkois that I have now, de kanoi that I possess already, uda osar an ola mikna, I'm a shabbat ola karkois that I may possibly buy in the future. So we hold a, we don't paskan like Rav Meir. Rav Meir holds he can make a kinyan on a dovish la boli yodam. And it'll be chal when it'll be boloilam. We paskin, you cannot make a kinyan on a davish l'baliyol. It's not just a din of kinyan, it's a din you can't give a get to a woman. Let's say I didn't marry the girl yet. I'm going to marry her only for to get citizenship papers or whatever. If they won't let me into America, but if I marry a girl who lives in America, then they'll let me come into America. But the girl, I asked the girl, do me a favor, marry me and let me come in as a citizen. But she's afraid. She doesn't want to be married to me, so she says, give me a get in advance. So I write a get, Tariat Mugoresh is Mimeni, as of January 1st. And then I'm Mekadosh her December 15th. So the Gemara says, you can't write a get on the wife who's not married to you yet. It's a Dovish Laboli Olam. Or let's say the woman is an Eshish Ish, and her husband is about to die. So I give her a ring. I say, "Arei mukadeshes li la'achas yomas bailach." So that's a Dovish La Baliyal. And right now, it can't be Mekadosh. So he can't make a Maisa Kedusha now. That should be Chal later. So that's the question. Can the Loiva be Meshabed the Karka that he doesn't own yet? He's Meshabed a Dovish La Baliyal. So if the din would have been like Reb Meir, okay, but the din is not like Reb Meir. We pass on Dovish La Baliyal is no good. So the Gemara finally comes to the conclusion, yes, that you can't be Meshabed the Ekning. There is such a thing as Shiba the Ekning. How do you explain it? So the Ktzai says there's no way to explain it. It's a takana v'drabana nefartik, that's all. Efker bezna efker, that's all. He says all the attempts at explaining it, why Tzai's galt na pidin, are not going to work. He gives different suggestion. He says you got to say like the Rashbam. It's a Gemara in the end of Bava Basra, but there's no Rashi. The Rashbam just says it's a takanas chacham. There's no way to explain why it works al pidin, because it really is a dovish lo baliyol. So at one point, the Gemara was trying to prove, can you make a shibi diekni or not? So the Gemara brings a raya from a Mishnah that you can collect from the Yorshim the karka that the Leivit didn't even have at the time that he borrowed the money. He didn't have the karka yet. So the Gemara says maybe Yorshim is different. Maybe the Shad has only been a get to Lekuchas. Maybe Yorshim, mitzvah leisayim lefrachay v'savim. Maybe you don't need a shibi nechosim. Maybe all you need is shibi raguf. Then the Gemara finally comes to the conclusion that not only can you collect the ekni from the Yorshim, you can even collect the ekni from the Lekuchas as well. It means that the Takonas Chachamim, Hefke Bezna, Hefke works. So the question is, at one point the Gemara was prepared to answer the Shvera Mishnah. There's a Mishnah Beferish that you can collect from the Yorshim, even the Chosim that the Levi didn't have at the time that he gave the Shtar Havoah to the Malvin. You can collect from the ekni. So at one point the Gemara says, well, Yorshim is different. You don't need the Ekni for the Yorshim. Then the Gemara says, the Ekni works even for Lekuchas. So maybe once you get to the Maskana, you don't need the false answer. Initially, the Gemara said a suggestion, and maybe by Yorshim you don't need the Ekni. But then once the Gemara comes to the answer, the Ekni works even by Lekuchas. So maybe that's the answer by Yisayim also. So that's a machloikis in the Goinim. So it's one line in the Mechaber. That what? If a person borrowed money and he never wrote in the Shtar Halvoah that the Malvi should be able to collect the Ekni. So can you collect from the Yisayim Manat? You can't collect from the Lukuchas. Can you collect from the Yisayim Manat? So that's 2 days. That's a machlokes in the Goinim, whether to collect from the Nechosim, to collect from the Yorshim, is it based on Shiba Nechosim? And that's why mitatul adiyas v'leim mishtab de bachav because no shib nechosim. Oh no, you don't even need a shib nechosim to collect from the assignment. Maybe it's considered in a certain sense a form of shib raguf. And the reason why you don't collect from the assignment mitatul a different reason. You don't know. Rashi writes a totally different reason. Rashi goes out of his way not to say the normal pshat. Normal pshat because no shib nechosim and mitatul. Rashi doesn't say the normal pshat. Dikla mem lachamisa savim kinom. A totally different reason why. When you learn Mishnayis Ksubis, the Gemara is going to quote from Mishnayis Ksubis, from Daf Pei Dalet, a little later on the Daf Kedama Rava, Shetofas Mechai Mecharam Shetofas Mechai. When you learn the Mishnayis and Ksubis, you see it's very obvious that collecting from the Yisayim and collecting from Lekuch is not the same. Collecting from Lekuch is based on Shim Lechosim. Collecting from the Yisayim sounds like it's not based on Shim Lechosim. And really you should have been able to collect from the Taltalim, but it's a special takana that you don't. Special takana not to collect from the Taltalim, even though you don't really need a Shibin Chasim. Anyway, so getting back again. So the Rabbi Natam, let's see again. The Rabbi Natam translates the words of this Tosefta. Porosh Ezekah Talas Talosh Ezekah Porom. Not that they both happen. Avav Achiba. That happened and that happened. No. It means either that happened or that happened. Sheparsha Hizika Talis is talking, let's say it's Karen. Mishuna, it's Karen, the Chayv even Ushus Arabim. So Einamim Taitzi Porabitalis, you don't say Yuchla Tashor, that the Sefta is taking a stand like Rabbi Shmuel. Fine. Sefta has the right to hold like Rabbi Shmuel. We're not going to pass on like Rabbi Shmuel. The Sefta is saying Rabbi Akiva is wrong. Einamim Taitzi Porabitalis, you don't say Yuchla Tashor. What's the next line? And you don't say Talis Bepora. Talis Bepora is not Karen. Talis Bepora is Bor Bishus Harabim. So why should anybody in his right mind think that, what do you mean, you collect Megufo? Why should you think that you collect? And the Bor, usually it's not shot to, it's a hole in the ground. What are you going to collect? The hole in the donut. What are you going to collect in the gufo? Nothing to collect. Here it happens that the talus is the bor. So the talus is a valuable thing, an expensive talus. Okay. So why would I have thought that you should collect migufo? What's going on? So Tosis explains. The whole reason by Karen Tama Yipei Chatzinezik migufo, it's a kula to the mazik. It's a limitation. He doesn't pay the full nezik shalom and aliyah. He only pays, first of all, Chatzinezik, and number two, he only pays migufo. So it's to limit the chiyuv tashlumin. If you pay min aliyah, that means you have to pay more. So Tosis says, but as far as collecting from the yisaimim is concerned, if you collect min aliyah, let's say bor, there's no din b'gufa by bor, it's not shaykh. So even if it would be shaykh, let's say it's the talis is the bor. The talus is of value. So even if it would be, but there's no dinam migufa by a bor. But because it's minhu aliyah, and there's no yuchla tasher at all by bor, there's no migufa at all. So it's going to come out lira osai of the nizik. If there would have been a dinam migufa, then it would have been like the Gemara says later on. You can only collect from the Yisoimim karka, unless tofas mechayim, unless the one to whom I owe the money, let's say my father owed a fortune of money to someone and he gave him a mashkin, and then my father died. So even on the bachov has no right to collect from metatlin, but he took it as a mashkin. So there's a din bachov kona mashkin, there's a shibud. There's a stronger shiva, Balchov Kona Mashkin. There's a stronger Balchov Kona doesn't mean Kona, literally. The Mashkin doesn't belong to the Malve. The Malve has a shiva Nechosim on the Mashkin stronger than a shiva Nechosim that he has on Karkois. The question is to what extent, what it means stronger? To what extent? So that's a whole Gemara. You have to learn all the Gemaras. To what extent do you say Balchov Kona Mashkin? So Tosis points out, if the din would have been that by bor, you have a right to collect migufo, and the din would have been like Rabbi Akiva, the yuchla tashor. So then probably even if the din would be like Rishmol also, but it's like there's a shibin chosem on the shore. So then you would be able to collect even from the yisaimim. It's like tofas mechaim. If the one to whom the father died and you're coming to collect from the ocean. So if the one who has the right to collect, if he was tofas mechaim, if he was a bachov kona mashkin, he has the metaltam tachas yodoi, then there's a shibin nechosim on the mashkin. So just like he has the right to collect from karka, from nisam, he would have the right to collect from the mashkin that he took mechaim. See, if the din would have been that a bor you pay migufo, then it would have been the talus would have had a special shibin nechosim on it, and then you would be able to collect from the Yorshim, from the Talis. So one might have thought that when the Torah says you pay bor pays min aliyah, that's l'toivoso shel hanizik. He's going to collect more min aliyah. It's not going to be chatzi nezik megufa. It's not going to be restricted to the value of the shara mazik. It's going to be nezik shalom min aliyah. Bor, you pay nezik shalom min aliyah. So one might have thought, since over here, this is all fantastic havamina, since over here, if it would have been migufa, there would have been reason the nizik whose parah got injured, the parah got injured by the bor, by the talus. So if the din would have been that you collect migufa, then you would even be able to collect the talus from the assignment. But by bor, there is no din of migufa. It's only a din in aliyah. But the whole idea in aliyah is that the nizik should be able to should be in a better position for collecting. Here, if you would have said migufa, would have been in a better position. So that's what the Rabbein Tam learns is the havamina, the salka daitoch over here. One might have thought that bor is no din of migufa because it's bigger and better schusim to the nizik. He has a right even to collect min aliyah. But if saying collecting migufa comes out to the benefit of the nizik, you should say that the bor you can collect migufa. So usually in a bor, it's an empty hole. What is there to collect migufa? Here, the bor is a talus. an expensive talis. I would have thought that maybe he can collect the talis even min hayisaimim, because it's like tofas mechaim. If there would have been a din a migufo, then it would have been like a mashkin. So that's what the Brisa tells us. You don't say teitze talis bipora. You don't say that it's to the benefit of the nizik, of the balapora whose para tripped on the talis. You don't say, since it's to his best gain, it's to his benefit to say that he should collect migufo, so therefore the talis should be meshuvah. So you don't say it like that.
This din would be
the Torah's after Reis and after,
because these are...
No, a real din in a Torah.
So why would you have a Havamina? Because in one case it would turn out that it would be... Why would,
the Xeris HaKosev,
doesn't matter that in one case...
doesn't. So the Xeris HaKosev is that short time the Torah gives him a break, he only pays Chatzin Nezik, Lohokel, and only Migufa Lohokel, and the owner of the Mazik. But in other cases, not short time, we throw the book at him. You make him pay Nezik Shalom and Aliyah. But if making him an aliyah is going to be mekel on the mazik, if it would have been migufo, the nizik would have been able to collect from the yoshim. Now that it's min aliyah, you can't collect from the yoshim, because there's no, it's not like tofes mechaim. There's no special balchov konamashkin over here. So I would have thought on the level of the raisa that it's whatever is most beneficial to the nizik, either migufo or min aliyah. It's not a din that all the other nizikim, you only pay min aliyah. No, you even pay min aliyah. You certainly pay Megufa, and you even pay Menalia, whichever is in the best interest of the Nizik. So Kamash Malan the Brice says, it's not so. It's not that whatever is in the best interest of the Nizik. The din is a Megufa is only by Shartan, and by all the other, by Bar, there's no din at all in Megufa. It's not that even Menalia.
Didn't Tosos, a few lines ago, he said that Pshat is not that you take the whole talis for what you damage from the talis, because it's a Bar and you don't pay Megufa? So now it seems like he's going back to say that was actually a legitimate
Havamina. A Havamina, okay. Explaining a Havamina. The second line, in the last line of the Brice, Einam Teitzei Porah B'Talas, means you don't say Yuchlat Ashor. This Brice, it tells you that Rabbi Shmuel is right, you say Yushim Ashor. And then the next line, the Sefer, you don't say Teitzei Talas B'Porah, means you don't say that Bor B'Shus Rabbim pays even Minhualiyah, but certainly pays Migufa, whichever is most beneficial to the Nizik. So you don't say that. You only pay Minhualiyah. You don't pay. You don't say you even pay Minhualiyah. You only pay Minhualiyah. You don't pay. There's no din of Migufa at all.
Doesn't Tosu say, Lo Balash Minan Shein Omrib Shikat Kol Talas Vilman Shetigodah Talas Boru Vilman Shan Migufa?
Yeah, yeah.
Migufa, not what it's trying to teach you. It's not even the Havamina.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. It's a bit of a steer. Mm-hmm. This is how the Rabbeinu Tam read. Okay. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, according to Rashi, the Brice is telling me what it says in the Mishnah on Lama Gimel. Shnei Shram Tam Shechodos Amashalm Bebemaisa. Whoever made more of a Hezek. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's not a Vav Achiba, it's not that both happen, and they're two different Chidushim, one in the Reisha, one in the Seifa. You know, Mim Teitzit Pore Betalis means you don't say like Rabbi Akiva, Yuchlat Ashor, you don't say Yuchlat, you say Yusham. And you don't say Teitzi Talis Bepara, that you don't say that a board pays Irim and Aliyah Kavachami pay Migufa. No, there's no Dinah Migufa, no. Shai. Okay, that's what it means, this cryptic line, Shum Kesef, that the Shum of the Nezikin should be, you should assess how much the Hezek is. Okay. What does Shavu Kesef mean? Shavu Kesef, what is that an allusion to? The Tana Abanan, the Gemara says, Shavu Kesef. The Brisa sounds like it was composed as a commentary on the Mishnah. The Tana Rabbanan Shove Kesef Melamed, the usage in the Mishnah of the term Shove Kesef teaches us Shein Bezdin Skok Melon Nechasin Yishayish Lahem Achrayis, can only collect from Karkois. Since when? If a person owes money, he only collect from Karkois. If he dies, the Gemara finally wakes up. The Gemara says, yeah, from the collecting from the assignment. But first, the Gemara thought you only collect from Karkos, it's against the din. We had before, you can either pay Kesef or pay Meitav or Kol Mili Meitav. But to say that you only collect Karka, how can it be? Gemara's going to touch it up and say, we're talking about Yisayim. Shebez Niskak Melechosim Vishalashim Lacharis. Avolim Koram Nizik V'Tofas Mitaltalim. The Gemara's going to say, Tofas Mechayim. Then Balchov Konam Ashken, so he has a Shib Melechosim. And the metal to them doesn't go along with him. Yeah. You can only, the nizik can only collect from karka, chosim shesh lamacharayis, or metalkalim that was tofes mechaim, so bachov konamashkin. So also that there's a shimon lechosim on it. Yeah, that's how the Gemara is going to knock sense into this paper. Omar Ma'at says in the Braisa, Shove Kesef, the term that's used by the Mishnah, Shove Kesef, teaches us Malamish and Bezin, Skak Malachash Neshla Macharais. So first the Gemara, Nechosem Mishnah Macharais means Karka. So Gemara says, how does that fit in with the words Shove Kesef? Shove Kesef means Karka. How did the phrase Shove, my Mashma, how does it come to have the connotation of Karka? Omar Rabba Barula, Dovah Shove Kol Kesef. What does it mean? In my near, what does that mean? Dov Shein Lo Eino. Yeah, Lichat Chilat, this certainly is an Isra Eino, even by Karka, that's what the Mefarsh Machumish say. It says when you're selling a Karka in Eretz Yisrael, you should charge the price depending on how many years you have to go till Yom Kippur Shal Yev. When it comes to Yom Kippur Shal Yev, you're going to get the Karka back. So don't charge too much, or you'll be in violation of Eino. So the simple reading of the Chumash implies that there is an Isra Eino on Karka. The only thing is the Mishnah says in Perek Azov, Eina Nole Karkos, that Karka, Avonim, Mishtoris, and Hegdashis, and Akum were excluded from the penalty of Einoa. Penalty of Einoa usually is if it's a Shtus, Kona Achzer Einoa, the Kinyan is valid, but you have to reimburse the person whom you cheated. And then there's another penalty, if it's Yesem Mishtus, then it's Batal Mecca. So these two penalties, the Shtus, Kona Achzer Einoa, and Yesem Mishtus, Batal Mecca, the one who got cheated has a right to back out from the whole deal. The two penalties do not apply to Karka. Is there any penalty? Is there any deed at all by Karka? I know the Karka is. So Tosis happens to hold. Tosis over here refers to the Dovah Shavu Kol Kesef, the little Tosis. Dovah Shavu Kol Kesef, Lab Dafkin. Tosis says, not true. They quoted an expression from the Yerushalmi. The Yesem Yipal Geyesh Lem Aino. What does it mean? There are two versions in Tosis. The two versions where there's a difference of a penny between the two versions. Shaz, let's say the karka sells for $1 million. The true value is $1 million, and he charged me $3 million. So that's more than Yesem Ipalga. That's more than twice as much. What if he charged me exactly $2 million? Is it only if he charged me $2 million and a penny, Yesem Ipalga? Or even if he charges Palga, he charges twice as much as it should be. We say if it's Yesem Ishtus, there's still a correspondence. We say, he sold me a karka that should have sold for $100,000, and he charged me $500,000. No, that's more than twice as much, yeah. More than twice as much. So let's say, told me a karka that should have been sold for $1,000. A door counts, okay. A door counts. That's mechubel karka. So he should have sold it for $1,000, and he charged me $1,500. So that's a din. Eina nola karkos, even though it's yesem ishtus. What if it's exactly palgo? The other version is yesem ipalgo. The two versions in the Tosfos in Ksubis on Daf Tzadik Ches. That loshen yesem ipalgo is a Yerushalmi. Tosfos got it from the Yerushalmi, and then Tosfos has 2 days. If it's exactly double, is it only if it's yesem ipalgo, or even if it's palgo? If it's twice the amount that it should be. So then some say that the mamish no correspondence at all. No correspondence said that. That's midin mekach tois. That's not midin oino. It's a din mekach tois. So Shaila, what do we say? Hegdu shava mana shechilo shava pruta mechulo. A pruta is a penny, and the shava mana is $100,000. That's mamish. That's yesem ipalgo. So by hegdush, everybody agrees. Even yesem ipalgo, I say there is a correspondence. Hegdu shava mana shechilo shava pruta. Either direction. But by Karkat's Tosfos opinion, the only Gaon points out that the Rambam and the Rif don't agree with Tosfos. Yeah. It's usually the reverse. Usually the Rambam is the one who quotes Yerushalmis, and usually the Tosfos is the one who usually ignores Yerushalmis. It's Baker. Tosfos got it, the Rabbin and Tam got it from the Yerushalmi, and the Rambam ignores the Yerushalmi because the Babli never has it. Anyway, so our Gemara says, Dovah Shabbat Kol Kesef. Either it's taken literally, that karka, there's no another karkos, even yesem ipalgo, or not to be taken literally, lav davke, lo meduyak, not to be taken literally, because if it's dobek, shavik kol kesef, he sells him the thing for way more than it's really worth, way more, yesem ipalgo, so then mamish, there's no correspondence at all. So what did the Gemara say, Nachamo? The Mishnah is written, they just recited this Mishnah, there are no sentences here. Just recited the topics to remember. So Shum Kesef has that connotation, whatever the Pshat was before. Shavu Kesef has the connotation, you can only collect karka. We don't know what it means. The Gemara is going to finally touch it up and say, he's talking about collecting from the assignment. And what does it mean, Shavu Kesef? You can only collect karka, which is Shavu called Kesef. Why is the Shavu called Kesef? My nihu, Dova Shavu called Kesef. My nihu, what does it mean? Dova Shein lo ayinu. Afreg Gemara, Abonim Shtaris Nami ayin lai mainu. So do you have the right to collect the Abadim? Yeah, what did we say before? You have not Goyvim in Abadim. We pass an name Goyvim in Abadim. Where do we have that Gemara? What daf? I already forgot. I know I must need to get down here. Goyvim in Abadim. The Amr Ula Amr Abla Gedim Inu Abadim on Yud Aleph Amr Beis, right? On Yud Aleph Amr Beis, 7 lines from the bottom. So Ula Amr Ablaz and holds Gedim Inu Abadim. We don't pass on like him. We pass on ain't Gedim Inu Abadim. Why? So Tosis gave their pshat because with respect to Dinam the Rabbanan, we don't say Abadim Hukshul Kakos. Only Hukshul Kakos with respect to Dinam the Rais, and not with respect to Dinam the Rabban. And the Rabbi gave a different pshat, even though Taka is Abadim Hukshul Kakos. But it's not called Nechosim Sheish L'Machrayis. Okay. The two different concepts. Karka is one concept, and Nechosim Sheish L'Machrayis is a different concept. So we pass on Allah and Goyvim in Havodim from the Yisoyimim, that you can only collect Karka, and you don't see Havodim Hukshul Karka, you can't collect Havodim from the Yisoyimim. So that's what the Gemara is asking over here. Shove Kesef means that what? You can only collect, that's what the Gemara is going to explain, you can only collect Karka from the Yisayimim. What do you mean? Karka Dova Shavu called Kesef. Why is it called Dova Shavu called Kesef? Because ain't lo Ainoa. So Avonim Shtoris Nami ain't lem Ainoa. Avonim Shtoris Nami ain't lem Ainoa. So you should say you should be able to collect Avodim from the Yorushim. We assume not so. We say that ain't going to be Avodim. So how can you say that that's what the Mishnah means? Shavu Kesef, you can only collect from the Yisayimim. Such a thing like karka, which is shavu kol kesef shabolim, but avodim mashavu kol kesef, zayin anor lavodim, and still ain't government avodim. That's the Gemara's kash. El, the Gemara says no. It's not that shavu kesef means dova hashavu kol kesef because zayin anor. El amar ba shavu kesef v'loy kesef anikul lo kesef nino. If you have metaltalim, that's what Rashi points out. Eloy misdapen hocham misdapen b'masachrita. The Gemara said that story before, that called Mili Meitavu. All Metaltalim have this status like Meitav. So Rashi here interprets that that's the reason why we treat all other Metaltalim as if they would be Kesef Mamish. Because Elo Mizdabit Hochem, Mizdabit B'masach Rita. So that's what the Mishnah means, Shove Kesef, as opposed to Kesef. You can only collect Karka, which is Shavu Kesef from the Yisayimim, he cannot collect Kesef Mamish. A Metaltalim is considered as if it were Kesef Mamish. An interpretation. Well, Elam Ravashi, that's what it means. Shavu Kesef, Olo Kesef, Hani Kulu, all Kol Mili Meitavu, all Metaltalim is considered like Kesef, because Elam Mizdabin Hachem, Mizdabin Mosach Rita. What a pshat. So first the Gemara thought that you can only... First, the Gemara didn't realize to talk about Yisayim. So the Gemara thought you can only collect from Karka. So the Gemara says it's not true. Ramle Rabbi Yudah Bar Chinan, the Rabbi Hunabed, the Rabbi Yeshua, Tana Shavu Kesef Alam Hashem Bezdin, Skak Melchos Neshle Machrayis, can only collect from Karka. I've heard Tanya, it's not true. Yoshal Rabbi Shavu Kesef, Afilu Subin. You can pay with any Shavu Kesef. And the Gemara, finally, the Gemara gives you the pshat. No, Hach Maskinah, but ask me. We're talking about the Yisayim, that's why. We're not talking about collecting from the Balchav. Collecting from the Balchav, of course you can collect cash and you collect from Metaltalim as well. Talking about collecting from the Yisayim. If you're talking about Yisayman, so what does it mean in the last line? Kodem anisik v'tofes b'natalklan bezen govan lo mehem. V'yi b'yasme amai bezen govan lo mehem. But metatal yasme lo mishtab de balchayv. So what does it help if the balchayv grabbed it? And kodem anisik v'tofes, what does it help? And for the Gemara, kodem anisik v'tofes doesn't mean after the father died. It means while the father was still alive. Kidyomar Ravam Ram Napshtofes Mechayim, he said on a different case in Ksubas Achanam, our case as well, Shetofes Mechayim. If it grabs it Mechayim, then it's a Mashkin. Then Bachov Karamashkin. Then Bachov Karamashkin means that there will be a Shibin Nechasim. Just like there's a Shibin Nechasim on Karka, so too there will be even a stronger Shibin Nechasim on a Mashkin, Bachov Karamashkin. With respect to what do you say, Bachov Karamashkin, the strongest Shibin Nechasim than Karka itself? With respect to what? So the Nesivis and Choshem Mishpat, there's a simon about Mashkin. Nesivis and Choshem Mishpat points out there's a Gemara in Psochem and Daf Lamed where there's a Machloikas Abai V'Rove where the Balchov L'Marfei Hogov Machov Mikar L'Habohu Gov. Let's say in Tishrei the Mava lent $100,000 to the Loive in Tishrei. In Cheshvin, the Loive finally gives a shtar halva to the Malva. I owe you $100,000, and he has to wait and sign it. And then in Kislev, the Balchayv comes to collect, and the Loive doesn't have any cash, so the Bez then awards him karka. So when the karka that was meshubed from the time that he gave him the shtar, so do you say Balchayv mikana lahabahu goyve? That the karka that he collects only belongs to the malve from now on, from the moment that he made the gviyas achayiv. Maybe I should say that shibin achasim is a kinya lachatzayin, and in the event that it turns out that the loiv won't be able to pay, it's a gloy milsim afreya. This karka always belongs to the malve from the very beginning. Maybe I should say balchayiv lamafreya who gave. So that's a machloikas abai v'rav, and we pasken like rav. We don't pasken abai holds lamafreya gave. Interesting idea. And we don't pasken like that. We pasken is only b'chod mikana lahabohu gevim. From the time that he collects it, from that time on, it belongs to him. So the Nesivis points out, based on the sugya there in Psochem Daf Lamed, by medvar mamurim, when do you say the b'chod mikana lahabohu gevim? The din is like rabbi. That's only if the malve collects karka from the loive. What if the malve took all along, he had a mashkin? The loive gave the malve a mashkin. So the mashkin is tachas yodoy mamashi. He's more secure of collecting. The karka, however, it's l'er l'mamodes. He feels, it's called nechosim sheish l'macharayis, because he can't hide the karka. He can't destroy the karka. The karka is going to be there forever. So it gives the malve security that he's going to collect. But if the malve has a mashkin in his hand, then it's even Bachov Karamashkin has a stronger Shibin Nechosim on the Metaltlim that he got as a Mashkin. The din of Bachov Karamashkin only works if he gives him a Mashkin on Metaltlim, not if he gives him a Mashkin of Karka. So that's what the Gemara says there, that Bachov Karamashkin is a stronger form of Shibin Nechosim than the plain old Shibin Nechosim that we used to. That the Leiber writes in the Shtar Kol Nechosim Shabbat Melechayv Zeh, that's to one extent. But if you have a Bachov Karamashkin, a Tofas, Tofas Amashka Mechayim before the Loive died, so that's Balchov Karamashkin, that's a stronger Shim Nechasim than when you have on Karka. So that's what the Gemara answers, that when it says in the Braise, if Tofas, he keeps it, goes Tofas Mechayim, not that Tofas Lachamisa. In Korav Hanizik, the Tofas Metaltalim Bezen Govan Lo Mehem means it was Tofas Mechaim, the Gemara says. Then the Mishnah continues with these titles, but no sentences though. Bifnei Bezen. What does it mean, Bifnei Bezen? What does that mean? So the Gemara initially suggests, the Gemara is going to back out from this. The Gemara initially suggests Bifnei Bezen, prat to the exclusion of the following case. Lemoicha nechosov v'achaka cholach lebezdin. Means if the loiva borrows money and he gives a shtar halvoya to the malve, kol nechosov mishabadim l'chayv zeh, then he goes and he sells karka to a lekeach. So the malva does not have the ability to collect from the lekuchas. That's what it means. Bifnei bezin, you can only collect from the karkois that the loiva's estate still have at the time that you're coming to collect. But if the loiva's estate sold it to lekuchas, you can't collect. So the Gemara said that's against all of Shas. The din is not so. If the loiva borrowed money from the malva and he gives him mishtar halvor, so the rishim in the chosim is even if he sells it to lekuchas, the malva can't collect from the lekuchas. So the Gemara asks, how can it be? Shma mino, you mean to infer from the Mishnah, lova umocha nechosav achakach bo lebezna, and bezna, goyven lamehem? Question mark. It's not true. The din is that you do collect. It's a milva bishtar, and it was mishabed the karka. So of course the malva has a right to take away from the lekuchas. And with the Gemara, no, when it says in the Mishnah, bifnei bezna, all he meant to say was that sometimes you need a real bona fide bezna. That's what they're more. Ella prat lebezna hedyotis. If you don't have bezna of shloshes smuchim, sometimes you can't be done. What can you not be done, and what can you be done? So the Gemara says that the hoidos v'alvois he can be done. That's not a problem. But gzelus v'chabolas, so that you really need shloshes smuchim. So the Mishnah says bifnei bezdin. Sometimes in knas, or sometimes in gzelus v'chabolas, you need a bona fide bezdin. With a real that can make a real gemar din, a real hamar b'din. So if you're lacking that bezdin, so the one is b'chayb doesn't have to pay. Ela prat lebezna hadyotas, the three members of the bezna have to have smicha. Hadyotas means that by definition a person who doesn't have smicha. If he has smicha, then he's called mumchim. Okay. Easy enough, din bifnei bezdin. Yeah, Rashi says bifnei bezdin ein don din knosis bebezdin shel hadyotus. Who's talking about knosis though? So that's what Tosfos explains. Now we're alluding, we're being meramis to the din that knosis he needed bezdin of shlosha smuchim. Bizman hazeh nobody has any smichas. He can't be done any din knosis bizman hazeh. And it doesn't even make sense. Lotzis hadei shemayim should pay on his own. That's where you had the Hagoyas Hagran, Ayin Dalet on his base. Zeilus v'chavolois, the Gemara says, it's a milsa de la shchicha, so we don't say shlichu saiko abdina. Hagoyas v'alvois is milsa de shchicha, so the Chachamim made a takon of shlichu saiko, so the bezna of hadyotis can be done even mizman hazeh. But on Zeilus v'chavolois, it's a milsa de la shchicha, or if you have a knas, so it's a leis bechisar and kis, so then you have no right. You have no right to be done gzelus achavolus bizman hazeh. You have no right to be done dinikhnosis bizman hazeh. Okay. Because you need the bezna shloshes smuchim. What is alpi edim? What does that mean? Prat l'moide b'knas v'chakach bo edim. Yeah. Moide b'knas pota, that's mishnayis. So it must be, alpi edim must be telling me a din that I didn't know from any other source. That's moide b'knas v'chakach bo edim. That's machlekes later in the Gemara. Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel in Perek Meruba, where the Moedi Beknas v'chakach bo'edim is also potter or is chay. But plain Moedi Beknas, that's Mishnayis that you're potter. So you don't need another Mishnah over here. So must be al pi edim means even Moedi Beknas v'chakach bo'edim is also going to be potter. Also going to be potter. So the Gemara says, "Nichal mandi amim b'di b'ktas v'chak b'edim is pata." That's what the Mishnah is referring to. Al pi edim, b'di b'ktas would not be mechayvim. But elal mandi amar b'di b'ktas v'chak b'edim mechayim ma'ikal meimar. So what does it say? What does it say in the Mishnah? Al pi edim, and the Mashmoy says even b'di b'ktas v'chak b'edim is also pata. And for the Gemara, seifa itzduchlei. It's not a separate din, al pi edim. You have to read it together, al pi edim and echorin and b'nei bris. It's not al piyedim semicolon b'nei charen semicolon b'nei bris. It's not the three different dinim. Al piyedim b'nei charen b'nei bris is a description of the edim. If the edim are either Evet Kanaini or Nachrim, so they're not kosher leidus. B'nei charen as opposed to Evet Kanaini and b'nei bris as opposed to Nachrim. So that's what the Gemara suggests. If you hold like the opinion, bo edim is chayev. So why does it say al pi edim? It tells me they didn't moedib knas pata. That I know from so many other mishnayos. Yeah, I know from ksubas already moedib knas is pata. So it must be that it's telling me a different din. What's the different din? It's one sentence. Al pi edim b'necharin and b'nei bris tells me the din that avodim apostle le'edus and nochem apostle le'edus. Why do you have to mention both b'nei charim and b'nei bris? What if you'd only mention one? If you would say you need b'nei charim, you wouldn't know b'nei bris or kavachayim. If you would say you need b'nei bris, nochrim apostle, so you wouldn't know on your own that b'nei charim are no good. So that's what the Gemara says. You wouldn't know because there's room to argue in either direction. The Gemara says b'nei charim on the top line, the mutei avodim that have a k'nayni is apostle. B'nei bris is l'mute of the kachovim. Utsvicha, I need both. I need the Mishnah to spell it out. Then you need b'nei charen u b'nei bris to be kosher leidus. The Yashmin and Evan Mishim Dein Loyachas. What does Rashi say? Evan Ein Loyachas. We have a pasuk Shvulchan Poyamachamor. So the Gemara says that's what Avraham Avinu told his two avodim. Veikach Hashnein Yor Vimoy. Who are the two avodim? Eliezer Eved Avram, he had one Eved. Who was the other Eved? I think Hagar Mitzvah was a Shivcha Knainis. So Yishmael was the other Eved, even though it was Avram Avinu's son. But his mother was a Shivcha Knainis, he was an Eved. So Avram Avinu tells him, Shvulacha Empay Machamor, what does that have the connotation? That Avodim Am Adai Malachamor. Just like by Behemoth, there's no Yachas. So too, by Avodim, there's no Yachas at all. So there would be room to argue the point and say that an Eved Knaini, even though he's Chayv Mitzvah's Keisha, an Eved Knaini should be Posseleidus, but a Nochri should be Kosheleidus. Because the Pasuk says, Vasitzim Loi Kasher Zomrim Lasses Le'ochiv. One is only Kosheleidus if he has Ochim, if he has brothers. If an Eved is Ein Lo Yachas, he doesn't have any brothers, so then he shouldn't be Kosheleidus. So that's what the Gemara says, there would be room to distinguish between an Akum and an Eved and to say in either direction. On the one hand, you can say the Eved Knain is Pasala Edis and the Akum is not Pasala Edis because Eved Knain le'en lo yachas and the Pasala says Kashazamim lasas li'ochiv. The Eid who testifies has to be Edushat Yochel Azima, has to be Roy to have a din of Hazama. Otherwise Edushat Yochel Azima. And the other way, for sure, there's room to argue the point. And to say that only Nochrim Apostolatus and Eved Knaini would be Kosheleidus, because it's Chayv and Mitzvah's Keisha. Eimaloi, so the Gemara said, Tzvichas, I need the Mishnah to tell me both. So the suggestion now is, Al-Piedim and Echorim and Ebris is one sentence, not Al-Piedim, semicolon, and Echorim and Sepicolon, and Ebris is another sentence. No. That in order to be kosher leidus, you have to be a ben chorin and you have to be a Yisrael. Why is a nochri pasul leidus? There's a funny Rashi in Gittin. Rashi says, because the Nochri is a Rosha, is Posseleidus. And what if he's a nice, upstanding Nochri? So according to Rashi, he's Kosheleidus. So the only time he'll be Posseleidus by Eved, who's a, if you have a person who's Ein Beterba something, he's not Kosheleidus on that. Let's say a Nochri doesn't have a din of a Gerishin. So a Nochri would be Posseleidus for a get. Because whatever he's any but Torah, he's possible to eat a son. And if the Nochri were honest, with integrity, he wouldn't be a ganef. Then he would be kosher le'edus and didi mominus, because he yeshtem b'torah didi mominus. He can make mekech and memkar. He can be in the world of business. According to the Rashi Shita, Nochri is really kosher le'edus, provided he's not a Rosha. It's a big chiddush. On the side of the Rosh, you always have the Agos HaShvi. So the Agos HaShvi there, in the first parak in Gittin, points out that Rashi. That Rashi has that Mechudish Degashita. That Anachri is Kosher Le'edas Dini Mominus. His Pasal Le'edas Gittin Mekedushin, because the Eina B'tor is Gittin Mekedushin. He doesn't have Gittin, he doesn't have our kind of Kedushin. There's a whole different kind of Kedushin. So whenever a person is Eina B'tor as something, then it's not going to be Kosher Le'edas in that area. But the Pashtus in Gemara is not so. The Pashtus in Gemara that every Nochri is Pasolatus. Not only if he's a Ganef. So that's how the Mishnah says. Al Piedim and Echorim and Ebris. Then Ebekneini is Pasolatus. And a Nochri is Pasolatus, Ben Ebris. Then the last line in the Mishnah, Anoshim Bechlal HaNezek. Anoshim Bechlal HaNezek. So the Gemara says, Menohani Mili, this is a famous Gemara. And Mark quotes three different psukim to indicate, from Chumash, to indicate that Ishva Kosev Ishaliyish, that the women have the same dinim as the men. What are the three areas of halacha where the women have the same dinim as the men? So the Gemara says the first pasuk is, in Bamid Barhei, Omar Kro Isha Isha Kias Mikol Chata Sa'odam. What's that parsha talking about? You have to pay Karen the Chaimesh. If you swore falsely that you don't owe money, that's at the end of Parshas Vayikra. So it's repeated here in Nosai, because it tells me the din of Gezel Ager. That if you stole from someone, you have to give back the money. If you stole and you swore falsely that you don't owe him the money, and then the hiswados chatosam, and then you admit that you swore falsely, so you have to give keren v'chaimish, and only after giving the keren, then you can bring the asham gzeilos, and you have to pay the money. And if the man died to whom you swore falsely, he passed away already, so you can't give it to him. So you give it to the yorshim. What if he doesn't have any yorshim? Ein liish gar l'hashiv hashem elav. What if the man who died, the malva who lent me the money, died, and he doesn't have any yorshim? How is that possible that a Jew doesn't have any yorshim? So the Gemara says it goes on. Gershem Meis Vein LeYorshim. Every other Jew has yorshim. Maybe he never got married, he never had any children, but he has brothers, sisters, cousins. He has distant cousins. He has to have relatives. It was a Gershem is Geir, and he never had any children. So then he's Ein LeYishgar LeHashem Hashem Eilov. Then you have to give the Karim HaChamish to the Kohanim. And then, after you pay the Karim HaChamish to the Kohanim, that's one of the Chav Talad Matas Kohuna, then you can begin to discuss bringing the Asham Gezelus. So that pasuk, it starts off, the whole story of Asham Gezelus starts off, Isha Isha, Ki Asa Mikol Chatos Adam, whether a man or a woman swore falsely, is the same thing, that the parsha of Asham Gezelus applies equally. So that's the first pasuk. The Gemara is going to quote three Tanoim. Each Tana has a different pasuk. So the pasuk in Amid Bahei is in the context of Asham Gzeilus, that women can also be miskaper. Why might I have thought that Lo Hishra Kosov Ishali Ish? The Taptaisa points out there is no neutral gender in the Hebrew language. Either things are in the masculine or in the feminine. So the whole Kol HaTarkul is written Beloshen Zachar. So I would have thought that the dinim only apply to men, they don't apply to women. So you need a riboy from a pasik, Hishva Kasav Ishalish, even if a woman swore falsely and denied that she owes money, she can also get a kapara by giving the Kerem B'chaimish and bringing the Asham Gzelus. The next Tana quotes a totally different pasik, Ela Mishpatam Shetasim Lefneim Hishva Kasav Ishalish L'chol Dinim Shabbat Torah in the Zikin. The men and the women have the same din. If the woman owns the Dabar HaMazik, if the woman was the one who was injured, whatever it happens to be, Hishva Kasav Ish L'chol Dinim Shabbatar. Then the third pasuk is Hishva Kasav Ish L'chol Onshin Shabbatar. To him is Hisha Isha, Hishva Kasav Ish L'chol Misa Shabbatar. And the Gemara says, Zitzvichi, I need all the three psukim. Why? Because Rahman Yashmin and Kamaisa. If you'd only have the first pasuk by the Gezlager, would have thought, Hasim Huda Chas Rahmana Allah, the Torah has Rahmanas on the women, that they should also be able to get a kapara. If they swore falsely that they don't owe money, they should also be able to get a kapara by paying the Kerem B'chaimish to the Nigzala, to the Yoshim of the Nigzala, to the Kohanim, to the Chavtalad Mishmer Oskuna, whichever Mishmer happens to be functioning that week when it comes to the Beis HaMikdash. He has to pay the Kerem B'chaimish before he brings the Asham Gizela. So whichever Mishma happens to be functioning that week, he gives the money to the Anshe Mishma. It's one of the Choftalid Matan Skuhunim. So the Gemara says, if you only had the first pasuk tells you women can also get a kapara. But that, so you need the second pasuk. I would have thought men deal in business, women stay at home. In the days of the Tanakh, women stayed at home. Ish the bar masa matnen, ish aloi, women don't get involved in business. I would have thought all the dinim, the whole nizikim doesn't apply to women. So that's why I need the second pasuk. Yashmin and dinim, nu. So if you have the second pasuk, what do you need the first pasuk? Even in dinim, that normally women don't get involved in masa matan, nonetheless, Hishva Kasav Ish L'Ish L'Chol Dinim Shabbat Torah, so it shouldn't certainly be true that Hishva Kasav Ish L'Ish to get the kapara. And Gemara says, no. I would have thought that it's not the same. V'yashmin and dinim, k'yech l'tavalei chivasa, shishbeb l'meka parnasa. Aval kapara, maybe Ish the bar mitzvah, men have obligation to observe many more mitzvahs than the women. So I would have thought, Ish the bar kapara and Ish the bar mitzvah, rather, Ish the bar mitzvah, men have so many more mitzvahs, I would have thought they can get a kapara by bringing Hashem Gzeilis. Ish the la bas mitzvah, I would have thought that by women there's no need for a kapara from Hashem Gzeilis. And then if you have these two, Hishva Kasav Ish L'Ish for all Nizikin, Hishva Kasav Ish L'Ish for kapar, that the women can have a kapar, I still wouldn't know the third din. The third part, Yashmin Hani Taitav, I would only have these two, Hachem Shum Kapar, Hachem Shum Chevosa. I need the two psukim to tell me that women have the same din as men as far as business is concerned, Chevosa, to make a parnosa. And women have the same din, they need kapar. Avalinik Tala. The pasuk says, if a shor hamuat kills an adam, you pay koifer. Hemisisha uisha. If a shor kills an adam, whether the shor is tam hamuat, you give it the death penalty. And if a shor hamuat kills an adam, then the bala shor pays koifer. And the pasuk says, hemisisha uisha. Hishma kosav isha liish. That the shor is going to get the penalty of the death. The death penalty. And that the bala shor has to pay the koifer if it's a shor hamuat. So that's the third pasuk. As far as giving death penalty to the shor, would have mistakenly thought, Ish the bar mitzvah, l'shalem koifer, Ish the loy, since only men are mechuyev more mitzvahs. So if the shor hamuad kills a man, then it makes sense that you have to pay koifer because the man is missing so many mitzvahs now that he's dead. But the women to begin with don't have as many mitzvahs as the men. So I might have mistakenly thought that if the shor hamuad kills an isha, maybe they don't have to pay koifer. So kamash malon, hisha akosav isha liyash, yeah. So that's the top tesis explains. The only time the psukim tell you hisha akosav isha liyash is if it's written beloshen zachar. So you shouldn't think that the dinam only apply to the male. It's not true. It applies even to the females as well. But if it says, if it's written Beloshon Zocher, then you say Ishva Kosel Ish. What if it says beferish the word Ish? So then you have to have an extra ribui. If you don't have an extra ribui to be Marba Noshim, then you would sometimes say Ish Prat LeKotan and sometimes Ish Prat LeIsha. So you don't always say Ishva Kosel Ish LeIsh. Sometimes you say that Ish Prat LeIsha, that the women don't have the same din. Later on, where's that Rashi? Mem Dalet on the base. Tosis quotes the Gemara. Mem Dalet on the base. So there's a problematic Rashi there. Rashi says not like Tosis. There's a Mishnah there. Shohu Isha Shohei Yisam Shohei Hapatropa Shohei Midbar Shohei Hegdish Shohei Geshe Meila Yoshim Ashor Shohei Gesa Adam is Chayev Misa. So the word Shor appears 7 times. Shor Zion, Rashi writes, Zion Shok Suvim at Parsha Menegech Adam. The word Shor appears 7 times, so it's Marbe, 7 different Shvarim that I would have not thought on my own. So one of them is Shor HaIsha. That even if the Shor belongs to a woman and the Shor kills an Adam, the Shor gets a death penalty. Why would I have thought that the Shor doesn't get the death penalty if it belongs to a woman? So Rashi says, Shor HaYisha. Rashi writes, a mem dalan mebeis. The Lotemi shouldn't say, Bala Shor Ksiv, Loshen Zocher. Since the parsha is written, Loshen Zocher, so you may mistakenly think that it only applies to men, doesn't apply to women. So Tosafot disagrees with Rashi, just because written, Loshen Zocher, Kol HaTarkula is written, Loshen Zocher, and that's what we learn out on Tezvav Amal. The women have the same din. The only time you need a pasuk to say that women have the same din is if it says Ish. You shouldn't think Ish Prat LeIsha. So that's what Tosafot disagrees with Rashi. Tosafot says that the word Ish does say over there. It doesn't say Ish. It doesn't say Ish by Negicha de Nezikin. It says Ish by Negicha of Misa. Akshina Negicha LeMisa LeGicha Nezikin. I've been in Nezikin. Oh, by Nezikin it says Ish ki gav shavi shavi yehu. So the word Ish appears. I would have thought Ish v'lo Isha. I would have thought mistakenly Ish v'lo Isha. So that's why you say Ish v'aktos of Isha liyesh. Yeah. What was the pasuk? The Gemara had 3 different pasukim. The first pasuk was by Hashem Gzeilus that women can get the kapara also. They should take care of the chaimish and bring Hashem Gzeilus. The second pasuk, Elam Shpatam Shatasim Lefneim, and all the kinyonim and all the institutions in the zikin, everything applies Hishva Kosev Yishal Yish. Elam Shpatam Shatasim Lefneim, to everybody. Everybody has the same din. And the third pasuk was that you pay kaifa, behemis Isha Isha, Hashor Yisokel, the shor gets killed, whether the shor kills an Isha or an Isha. And the Baal HaShor has to pay kaifer whether the shor killed, if it's a shor hamuad, whether the shor killed an Isha or an Isha. So those were the 3 psukim. So Tosis has a famous discussion here about women rabbis. Can you give smicha to women? So the pasuk says, Ele mishpatam ashatosim lifneihem. So the Gemara says, lifneihem goes on the people who are going to be judged. Whether the woman shor made a hezek or the man shor made a hezek, or a man harmed a woman harmed a man harmed a woman, all the same thing. So this, in that level of interpretation, the word lifneihem refers to all of Klal Yisrael. Then the Gemara has another drosha in Gittin Daf Peches, Tosafot says, where it says, Eil mishpatam shetosam lifneihem. Lifneihem refers to the dayanim. Lifneim lo lifnei akum, lifneim lo lifnei hadyotis. You have to present all the dinei Torah to a Jewish bezin, lo liakum. Lifneim lo lifnei hadyotis, you have to present the dinei Torah to a bezin of smuchim. If you have hadyotis, they don't have smicha, so that's not a valid bezin. So the Gemara in the other mesichtis understands lifneim as referring to the dayanim. And our Gemara understands that Lifneim refers to the Baladinim. And the Gemara, based on the assumption, goes on the Baladinim, then the Gemara says, Ishva Kosev Ishali Ish. So if it goes on the Dayanim also, it's Ishva Kosev Ishali Ish. Moed lefnei means women also. So it means you can have a bezna consist of three women rabbis. The three women can have smicha in each losha smuchim to be a bezna for gzeilus v'chavalus. So it would appear from the Gemara that a woman can get smicha, and she can be elokim. Years ago, when the women were fighting for the right to vote, women's suffrage, so the slogan used to be "Trust in the Lord, and she shall save you." My Bible always about trust in the Lord; he will save you. But they were pushing the women's rights, so they said, "Trust in the Lord, and she shall save you." Yeah. So that's the shaila over here. It comes out that a woman can get smicha, and a woman is kosher ladun. So is that okay or not okay? So Tosis says, but there's a Mishnah that says a Mishnah needed daf mem tes. Whoever is kosher ladun is automatically kosher lahoid. There are people who are kosher lahoid, they're not kosher ladun. Where do you have a person who's kosher lahoid, not kosher ladun? And I'm haaretz. He's kosher lahoid. He's an honest person. He's not postulated, but he doesn't know how to learn. He doesn't have smicha. He doesn't know how to learn. So he's not kosher ladun. But this is impossible. A person should be kosher ladun and he shouldn't be kosher lahoid. That's not possible. Whoever is kosher ladun is automatically kosher lahoid. So we know a woman is postulated. That's a Mishnah in Shavuos Daf Lamed. Shavuos Eidus, the first Mishnah. Women are Pasul Eidus. Women are Pasul Eidus. Automatically, they should be Pasul to serve as Dayanim. The reverse is possible. You can be Pasul Lodun and not Pasul Lohoid. If the guy's an Amaritz, he's Pasul Lodun, but he's not Pasul Lohoid. But he can't be Kosher Lodun and Pasul Lohoid. Once you're Pasul Lohoid, you're Pasul Lodun also. So that's Tesis Kasha. Agamara says the word lifnehem has the meaning of ish v'isha, women and men all the same. And the Gemara Gitna understands lifnehem goes on the dayanim. So the word, if you put the two Gemaras together, so it comes out that men and women can serve, either men or women can serve as dayanim on the court case. How can it be that ish k'sher l'adam, but ish is psula l'edus? That's Tosis Kash. So Tosis has two opinions. Yeshleima, the first answer is, Hey, the Perek Basim in the Mishnah, in Nida that says, whoever is Pasul Le'edis is also Pasul Ladun, so a woman is Pasul Le'edis should be Pasul Ladun. So Taisa says, that Mishnah only goes, B'ish Mayri, Klema, Kolisha, Kosha Ladun, Kosha Lehoi. But it doesn't apply to women. Why not? Why shouldn't it apply to women? Whoever is Pasul Le'edis is Pasul Ladun. No, a woman is pasulaitis, so she should be pasuladun. Why should the klal only apply to men and shouldn't apply to women? So Avsalechik always used to give his suggestion that the Nesivus and Chayshim Mishpat quotes from the Tumim, from the Rebbe, Rabbi Yonis and Eibishitz. Yonis and Eibishitz says that there are six people who are pasulaitis, but you don't apply the rule of Nimtzechad Menedim Karva Pasul. Let's say three witnesses testified in court, and comes out that two of them are kosher le'edus, and the third one is pasul le'edus. Bezin didn't realize it. So the Mishnah has in Makkah said, Din nemtzech min edim, karva pasul, edus kulim b'teila. The whole kat edus is pasul. So the Nesivus quotes from the Tumim, from the Yonis and Eibishitz, that there were six people who would not be included in this klal in the Mishnah. Cherisha t'vikotna eved akum isha. These six people are never kosher le'edus in any case. The only time you apply that rule is Kroivim. Kroivim are an eight puzzle. Or a Russia is an eight puzzle. Why? Because Kroivim, they're puzzle for me, but they're kosher for you. They're related to me, they're not related to you. So Kroivim are considered Edim, but Edim Psulim. Or let's say a Russia. A Russia, he can do tshuva. He'll become kosher ladies. Kosmani does not tshuva, he's puzzle ladies. So if you have a person who is a Korev or a Russia, so such a puzzle aid, it's also Pasul Adun. But if you have one of the six people, Cherusha Tevikot Neved Akum Isha, they don't have Psul Eidus, they don't have a Shem Eid at all, they're not in the Parsha of Eidus, they're never Kosher Eidus. Cherusha Tevikot never Kosher Eidus. So even if there'll be one of three Akat or three witnesses, he won't say, Nim Tzechet Men Eidim Kover Pasul Eidus Kulim Betela. He's not one of the Akat, he's not Tzechet Men Eidim. He doesn't have a Shem Eid at all. So that's probably what Tosis is driving at over here. The psul, the Mishnah and Nida that implies that whoever has a psul edus is pasul adayon, it means Whenever there's something that passels you leidus, you're a Rasha, you're a Karev, something passels you leidus, it also passels you to function as a Dayan. But if you say the guy doesn't have a Shem Eid at all, it's not that he has a Psul leidus. It's not included in the parasha. That's why there's an opinion, Shulchan Aruch, that a Kotten is Kosher Ladun. A Kotten is Pasul Lehoid, but there's an opinion. A Kotten, if the kid knows how to learn, a Kotten is Kosher Ladun. Because also, cotton, cherushot to be cotton. They don't have a shame aid at all, but it's not that they're psuliated. So that was one suggestion. Maybe women attack a kosher leidus, and the klal and the mishnah neither doesn't apply, because the women, they don't have it. Whenever someone has a paslus leidus, it also paslus the yam. But over here, by Isha, they don't have a shame aid at all. That's the suggestion. Then Tesis gives another suggestion that maybe women are pasala, maybe women are pasaladun. It says by dvar v'hishofta es Yisrael. So Tesis says maybe shofta es Yisrael means she gave eitzes. Who says that it means she was shofeta? She was a rabbi. She had smicha. She participated in dinei Torah. That's what Tesis is not sure. Midachse v'hishofta es Yisrael. Bidvara, ain't the Havi Raidi Shikshevalod, and Shamahim Bekabla Maiso, Aleyam, Mishum Shchina, because they saw that she was a. She had Navua, she had a Kerach and Navua. So that's 2 days in Tais, that's 2 days in Shulchanach, where the Isha Kshevalodun. There's an Isha Kosher. An Isha can only be Kosher Lodun if it's Gzelis Vachavolish, if she has Smicha. So apparently that doesn't bother Tais. A woman can have smicha if she passes her exams on Chosha Mishpot, and she knows the halacha, so they'll give her smicha. They'll give her a smicha. That's not a problem. The issue is whether Isha psula lodun or not. Okay, maybe we will stop here. Maybe tomorrow we'll continue. See, the rest of the Gemara we did already. About Palganiska Knossa. We'll learn to the Mishnah. A couple of Taisus in that are important. And then maybe we'll go back to the Gemara that we skipped. Okay.
Is it possible that Rashi needs to give a reason for why?